Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Hey, hey, it's the Pretty Corrupt Podcast, your inside guide to celebrity scandals and the reality of reality TV. I'm Jordan Ross Myers, the man behind Twitter's notorious Don Gundelson and Lee Radswell, along with my co-host, Stacey Noel Connor. Welcome to PCP Pop Culture. Hey, hey!
Congratulations, the strike is over!
Yeah, I'm on my way to an Oscar!
You know, it's exciting because the strike has ended right as the FYC season, which is for your consideration season, has just ended. And I was on the SAG nominating committee this year for motion pictures, and I missed out and didn't get to go to any of the FYC events because of fucking strike. Not that I'm bitter or anything. It's just that I feel like that should be extended to me to next year, that at least I get to go to the FYC events because it's not my fault. And I think after 23 years of membership, I should be allowed to go. So
I think you should also, to make up for that loss this year, next year, maybe we could tweet this or slide it into Fran Drescher's DMs, is you should get the nominee, possibly the winner gift bag or the presenter gift bags.
Exactly.
All of them across the awards show board.
I would love that. I would love that. I could use that. I'll write that off on my taxes. It's fine. I've got a creative accountant at TurboTax, so perfect. Oof. Well, what like pop culture news do we have that like doesn't involve Taylor Swift? I don't know.
You know, there is some, I don't know if you guys have heard of her. She's this little known, she's blonde too, like Taylor, like little known, but we think she's up and coming. Yeah, she's up and coming and we want to give her a shot. Her name is like Brittany Spears. It's Brittany, bitch.
Brittany, bitch. Oh my God, that was like the sweetest Instagram post that she had about Taylor Swift, about meeting Taylor Swift backstage at one of her concerts. I just thought that was like, I read that post and I teared up some and I was like, this is so sweet. And then you get to the end and there's this postscript where she bitches out her mom. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? I was laughing. I was like, this is great. Because I usually don't like it when people get messy on the interwebs, you know, on social media where people can like see like their personal business. But I do have newfound respect for Brittany doing this on social media because of how closed off she was and how much her voice was silenced. And so now it's like, she's like, fuck it. I'm just going to put it all out there. Like, if you are going to try to make, like, she, so I listened to the Britney Spears memoir over the last 2 days. I finished it. I got it for free on Spotify Premium. And so I was like, hell yeah, let's do this. And I just blew through this thing. I cried several times. I was like, oh my gosh. Honestly, it is the new feminist manifesto, to be honest with you. Like the amount of times that she was just like, basically the way that guys get away was so much and me as a woman could not, and women in general, I just was like, yes, girl, yes. And she's like, I still call, you know, people sir and ma'am like all the time, and I get shit on all the time. So she'll still call people sir and ma'am, but she's not going to have her family trash talking her anymore. She's going to put it out there in public. She's going to do it. You know, she's also like, she's kind of like, am I a little weird? Yeah, I think I've gone a little weird now. And I was like, okay, she sees it too. So She's kind of, I think from reading her book, my opinion is she just don't give a fuck anymore. And so I think calling her crazy or unhinged or whatever does no good. And I don't think it would be, I think she just truly just doesn't give a fuck anymore. She's like, I'm in my 40s now. I'm finally free after being basically contained, not even in a gilded cage. Like, she was in a cage for 13 years.
I heard this story that for a couple of years, her father only allowed her to eat like canned vegetables and plain grilled chicken.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, and
was
then
it like
she,
weight
then
loss or was it like a psychological tactic?
He would tell her that she was fat and all the time, and he would, and then she would, he would put her on these diets, but then she wouldn't lose weight basically. And she basically is like, because my body's like so mad, like, because it can't do what it wants to do. And it's basically, you know, it's psychological weight in a sense. She basically admitted that, like, she started losing weight after she got out of this conservatorship. Like, it just kind of came off of her because she was like, I'm free. I'm free of all of this shit. So yeah, like, it's, it really was about how, like, also how much they like tried to beat down her spirit. And she was like, I thought it, basically she thought if she was finally good enough, she would be let out of this, this thing, but she was, she wasn't ever going to be let out of this thing. And she actually, the interesting thing though, which I found inspiring and made me cry, was that a lot of the work and the pressure that they put her under, it almost, it went through this cycle of starting to break her down and doing all of that and doing all of that to her. But then at a point, she just realized how strong she was for doing all of this for so long and for so many years, and that it wasn't going to get any better, but she'd been, if she didn't do it herself. And how basically all the things they tried to do to break her basically made her stronger in the long run. And that's what made her realize that she could do this, that she could get out of her conservatorship, that that basically being compliant and saying yes, ma'am, yes, sir, wasn't getting her anywhere. But it was her final, and then she also says, she gets kind of, you know, woo-woo-y, which is, was actually beautiful and made me cry too, that when she was locked up in this rehab facility for like over 2 months when she wasn't, didn't need rehab. Like, she needed help, but she needed emotional help. She didn't need like drug rehab. This is when she was put on lithium and all this stuff. She's like, I really believe that my fans could feel me and could feel that I was in trouble. And that's basically when the Free Britney movement started. And a nurse actually showed her something like a Free Britney thing, and so she like realized that like her fans knew that she was in trouble, and that started to give her hope. And I was like, oh my god, I was like oh my gosh, this girl, I was like, it was just, you know, it was nice to finally hear that and hear that coming from her. And and not through a tweet or an Instagram post, you know. So but everything that she talked about, the culmination of that entire book, just kind of made me realize, like, a little, have a little bit more like perspective on her Instagram posts, to be honest with you. So I'm kind of like,
I read her Instagram posts in this like manic pixie voice that I imagine there. And that's why when I think of her book, I hear the book in her, in the voice I've made up of her captions. So well, they're a little more stable.
Think about it.
Than
the main time that we've heard her voice was on that call that was broadcast for that hearing. And she read her out her statement, and she read it so fast because she was so nervous, and it sounded like she was on Adderall or something like that because of how fast she read it. And so I think that's the voice that we all hear, is that manic voice that was reading that thing. So she reads the, like, the dedication and a, like, an author's note in this, but then Michelle Williams reads all the rest of it, and she did a really good job. But if you, I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It gave me a lot more perspective, you know, shamed me for some of the thoughts and things that I said at least 10 years ago.
Did you see what SNL did with her book last night and how it became a Twitter scandal?
No, but I've heard about the Twitter. I heard about it right before we started recording, but I didn't.
Yeah, I did too. I'm reading it right now, and I'm like, so I had seen this tweet when the book came out, and I thought it was real. This guy named Brian at the Half Blood Lad posted this kind of he made up an excerpt from her book that was about her on Justin Timberlake and their first time sleeping together. Mm-hmm. And it was so believable. I thought it was real. He put as a quote from the book, "Okay, I'm ready. Put it in," I said. And he replied, "It's already in." My world collapsed. And yeah, I'm blushing a little. This is the kind of like thing I normally like sweep under the rug. Like, it's not really a pro. No, I give this guy credit because even I believed it. It was all over Twitter. It was her like. And anyways, SNL did a skit last night about her book, the reading of her book, and they included that tweet as an excerpt. As if that was really a line in the book. They stole his tweet as a quote from the book.
Oh my gosh.
So I find
that tweet hilarious because that's a great burn on Justin Timberlake. Like, hello. Yeah.
And it was believable. Like, everyone went with it. And so it made it into the SNL skit last night.
Well, something that people really... I don't feel like her talking about that. At least I haven't heard is that she admits that she had sex when she was a freshman in high school. She's like, I had sex with my boyfriend freshman year of high school. He's my brother's best friend who was a senior at the time. And so she's like, and she addressed it later. She's like, why did they have to make me out to be like some virgin all this time? So basically her people made her lie and tried to make her out to be a virgin all the freaking time. And she hadn't been a virgin since she was basically 14 years old, which shouldn't be surprising to honestly to anybody, especially who grew up in the South. I'm sorry. Girls from Kentwood, Louisiana. Like, there's nothing to do down there in Kentwood, Louisiana, except for some good
proms
dirty
and
fun.
Baby showers overlap.
I mean, look, her sister still got pregnant at 16 and that girl's living in LA. I mean,
I'm reading about this now. I'm like, it's brilliant. I read that tweet when he wrote it. It was like the week the book came out, and I thought it was real. And it was kind of like,
oh my gosh,
yikes. And yeah, SNL stole it. So that's fun. Shout out to the Half Blood Lad.
Oh my gosh. I have to look that one up.
I'm seething with jealousy, but that was.
Well, I have to say, if people haven't read or listened to Brittany's memoir, go for it. Listen, if you've got a Spotify premium account, you can listen to it for free on Spotify. So go for it. I am waiting. I'm also a big library book person, although I tend to get them digitally from the library and have them sent to my Kindle. I am on a waiting list for another memoir, which is Barbara Streisand's memoir. I'm excited to read that. But I am like number like 238 on a list of like 500 people. Apparently I start off as like 350 something. So I've moved up, but I still think I have like 10 weeks left on the waiting list to read it. I know I could go buy it, but memoirs for some reason I don't like to buy. Other books I will buy. It just kind of depends. I don't know. But I believe in our public library system. So
I like biographies the most. I mean, that's how I've learned so much of like the weird things I've learned. I taught myself with a library card and I don't like buying books either. No offense to authors.
I like buying books, but I like buying certain books. I don't know. It depends. It just depends. I have another memoir I will recommend is Viola Davis's memoir. It's amazing. That's one. Mm. If you like a good cry, oh my God. If you want an inspirational cry, oh my God. It's just, you can't put it down. It's Paige Turner. I mean, you think she's an amazing actress. Oh my God. Just read this book. It's incredible. So anywho, but that's besides the point. That's a Stacey's book recommendations. There we go.
Yeah, we have a book club now.
Oh, I think we should address something real quick for this week, which we didn't on the Bravo episode. But Nate is not with us this week because he is having a buccal fat removal done. So he can't really talk.
His jaw's wired shut while his cheek, while his newly hollowed cheeks heal.
He's trying to give.
Another thing that makes me jealous.
These two, they're trying to give, they're like in the gaunt Olympics here, the two of them. You know,
I want to be 90s heroin chic.
Well, that's get COVID again. Actually, get COVID. You still haven't had it, so.
No, I don't think I have. Mm-mm. If I have, it was probably like asymptomatic or whatever.
You're such a bitch.
I've given myself lung damage in other ways, though.
This is true. Yeah.
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 I don't think COVID could survive in my lungs with all the menthol.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're going to hell, man. Oof. Oh, speaking of going to hell, Kiki Palmer's ex-boyfriend, Darius, he's going to hell.
I'm glad she got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before we now know why the domestic violence issues that she suffered through, and she got a restraining order and kicked him to the curb. But even that first glimpse we had of his behavior, it was on Twitter, where he shamed her for an outfit she wore to an Usher concert. Publicly shamed her. That was the first glimpse of like, this guy has like control issues.
I mean, that's the thing. If a man will do that to you in public, if a man does that to a woman in public, that's not even a tenth of what he does to her in private. So like if you ever see a man do that to a woman in public, just know that it is worse, that something is going on at home behind those closed doors.
He ended up doubling down to the point, and then he, on Twitter, like he fought people, and then he ended up deleting his account. But what's come out is so much worse. So it's shout out to her, for getting rid of him. Look,
these insecure fucking losers, which is what I will call men who do this. They are insecure losers. And what they do is they attach themselves to strong, powerful women and they leech off of them. That's the thing, is that I'm sure at first what he did to her was that he built her up and he was like, I love your strength. I love your power. I love like how like, you know, strong you are and how out there you are and everything like that. And then the minute she finally kind of like, you know, surrendered to the relationship and to him, he turned it around on her. Do you know what I mean? She was too sexy. She was too powerful. She was too much. She was all of that. And he had to like squash it because they cannot stand for the thing that they are attracted to. They want to snuff it out. They like want to, this light that they're attracted to, they can't stand it. It's too bright for them. They have to put it out somehow. And I just, I cannot abide. So I'm glad, you know what, in a sense, I'm glad he did that in public, that he put that tweet out in public. So it made everybody kind of aware of what was going on. So when this TRO is coming up, so then she was able to like post those pictures with the TRO and be able to get it. And we're all like sitting here going, yes, girl, we've got your back. We've got you. Like people are on alert, basically. The public's on alert. Like her fans are on alert. Even people who aren't her fans, per se, know what's going on. And there's safety in that in some ways, hopefully. It's still dangerous for her, but you know, we gotta protect people. Yeah. You know?
Shout out to Kiki.
Mm-hmm. We got strong Kiki. We got you, Kiki. Oh my gosh.
Protect Kiki. We went from free Britney to protect Kiki.
Exactly. Free Britney, protect Kiki. Exactly.
Look at us. We're being so supportive of people. That's rare on this podcast.
We are two feminist icons here. So.
That's right. Well, I think we should leave on that note before it go, before I say something that will get us into trouble.
Yeah,
so,
that's smart.
You guys, do not forget to support our journey through feminism and healing and our desperate
memoirs.
Yeah, our desperate thirst to get famous and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Make sure to rate, subscribe, follow, and review Pretty Corrupt Podcast. You can also go on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. We're there. So our personal accounts linked on PCP. And of course, do not forget, we've expanded to 2 episodes. So this is PCP Pop Culture, but make sure to head on over to the Bravo Breakdown as well. So we'll see you next episode.
Bye.